Blog Talk Radio.
Did you hear the scratches in that record? Those scratches in that record total 47. And for every scratch, 8,000 American GIs died. That record was made by the original cast of World War II. That's on vinyl. And I'm reminded of a story of the Flying Tigers when China was fighting Japan before we were bombed at Pearl Harbor and were at war with the Japanese. American aviators went to China and flew fighter planes for the Chinese nationalist government, which was undermined later on and overthrown by the communists in the State Department. So, saying that, I just want to, this one story haunts me to this day. One of those guys who fought for the Chinese, one of those American guys, was killed over there. And his wife had been with him in that war zone, and she had to come back to the United States. What happened was when the war broke out between us and Japan, the Flying Tigers were told to disband or come and join the United States Air Force. And a lot of guys being independent said, screw you, I'm going my own way. But this widow of this one American who died fighting for the Chinese people who are enslaved today at a low rate of pay was stopped by customs. And one of the things they took away from her and would not let her have it was a record that was the favorite of her and her husband. How's that? And that's the kind of treatment you get when Americans have the wrong people in charge. And you're about to get that lesson very soon. And you don't think so, because you've been buying. I just listened to ABC News. Now, there are two great guys on ABC that are pro-American. Mark Levin, super, super guy. And Mike Savage. A little, goes off the wall a little bit. But he knows the ins and outs of the Communist Party. Mark Levin doesn't use the word communist too often, but he'll be using it a lot more as when the sun rises and everybody can see with good light what's going on in this country. We're in trouble. But when you, after you listen to Savage or after you listen to Mark Levin and they go to a news break, it's all communist propaganda. They are attacking Donald Trump. They don't even allege that Trump is a racist. They call him a racist. They say Macy's canceled him because he's a racist. Macy's, the Red Star people. Macy's, that was built by Catholics from New York. Catholic customers religiously and fervently bought at Macy's and supported Macy's. They all do. My wife does to this day, and we're going to have a fight tonight over a mattress. It is sad. It is really sad that Macy's could do to Donald Trump the bidding of the Communist Party. So now you can't even get a Merry Christmas at Macy's, but you could get a Red Star and the word believe. Believe in what? Communism? So, having said that, last night I had a show all lined up for you, and we had a communication problem, and I had to abort the show. But luckily, guess what? I had pre-recorded it, one of the few times I pre-record. So, you're now about to be entertained. Welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book. Greece is going broke.
Welcome back to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book. After Savage is off at 5 o'clock, I usually don't listen to too many talk show hosts, not as much as I used to. But I like Mark Levin. Mark Levin is the Spirit of America. And I'm waiting for him to come on, and I'm listening to this rodent that they have between 5 and 6. And he starts to come out about the Confederate flag. I'm so tired of hearing this communist crap about the Confederate flag. And if you speak up in defense of the South, you're labeled a racist because the communists have cleverly labeled the entire Southland racist. But you want to know something? It's us who are brainwashed, not the South. So, my topic tonight is rebel flag. It's not the rebel flag that is the symbol of racism. It's the hammer and sickle that leads us back to slavery. I am so tired of hearing this liberal slime gloat over a Pyrrhic victory, over a battle flag of Americans who chose to stand for what they believed in. They had the courage of their convictions, and they put their lives and limbs up as collateral. To have to listen to an ABC fill-in, and ABC is no friend of America. The fact that they got a couple of conservative guys on their network, you listen to their news broadcast, they're lefties. Always be communist. ABC. They're in competition with CNN, the Communist News Network. And they both are in competition with NBC, nothing but communists. Saint Blessed Joseph McCarthy, pray for us. So, the Southerners had the courage of their convictions, and they put their lives and limbs up as collateral. To have to listen to an ABC fill-in while waiting to hear the great one knock a flag when he probably never served in the military like 99% of the American wussies today. How brave they are to kick a man when he's down. They wouldn't last 10 minutes in a Yankee skirmish with Johnny Reb. Never forget this. In the beginning of the Civil War, slavery was not even an issue. Neither side was talking about freeing the slaves. As the war was ending, Lincoln considered sending all the slaves back to Africa with $100 each. That's how Liberia got founded. I got $200 for Al Breast N-Word Sharpton and Jesse James Pro-Choice Jackson. I'll put up $200 for that package. And you know what? I'll even throw in or out nothing but communist NBC. You can see how obvious communist NBC is. They got Al Sharpton running the show there. They're afraid to let him go because he's going to charge them with racism. Yeah, they probably have to come out of the closet. They go in the closet and they say the N-word. Yeah. Make sure nobody's around. All these tough guys throwing punches from under the bed really ticked me off. These are the same wasted sperm that said we didn't have to go to Iraq. But on 9-1-1, they were all buying extra Pampers. Yeah. Nobody could guarantee our safety on 9-1-1. Nobody in the whole world. And don't think that the communists didn't do a dance that day. They were dancing faster than the bad Muslims. So all these guys throwing punches from under the bed really ticked me off. I believe in the American creed. The strong must always protect the weak, including the unborn, especially the unborn, death panel senior citizens and veterans. I'm a champion of the underdog. I'm always for the underdog, be he an outnumbered black or an outnumbered white southerner who served his cause with honor. I'm always for the little guy. As a matter of fact, the Democrats lie. They say that they're for the little guy, that they're always watching out for the little guy. But when they say it, it sounds like this. We got to watch out for the little guy. Yeah, we got to watch out for those little guys. They can be trouble. Yeah. Okay. A pro-American movie, which communist porno would never make today, was 30 Seconds Over Tokyo. You should get it and watch it. Yeah, it's propaganda. Both sides have propaganda. That doesn't mean that we're not right. And remember what Stephen Decatur said as he burned Tripoli. My country, right or wrong, my country. Burn Tripoli? You got it. Yeah, Hillary Clinton tried to pull a Stephen Decatur, and she screwed it all up. And now she's burning emails. They have marshmallow roasts over at Hillary's every night. Oh, another 300 emails. Come on, put them on there with the charcoal. Yeah, she's guilty. She's as guilty as sin, which, by the way, is listed in the Ten Commandments, and the communists took it down because they don't want you to know you're living in sin. You might get a conscience. Yeah, and communists have no conscience. So, a pro-American movie which communist porno would never make today was 30 Seconds Over Tokyo, starring Dana Andrews. The scene was captured U.S. pilots on trial in Tokyo for bombing Tokyo. That was the Doolittle Raid. You know the story of the Doolittle Raid? They were spotted by a Japanese picket ship, the aircraft carrier. And they had another 100 miles to go so that the planes could complete the mission. But they couldn't take the chance of being torpedoed by a Japanese submarine. So they sent the B-29s off early. And they ran out of gas in the China Sea, and they were picked up, a lot of them were picked up by the Japanese. So... And that's their contribution to American freedom. What did you do? Oh, I opposed slavery. Yeah. And did you fight to free the slaves? Oh, no. I live in a gated community. I'm not going near those people. Yeah. Out came... Oh, so let's see what happens here. So they were on trial, these captured pilots, for bombing Tokyo. They were about to be sentenced to death. And just then, the announcement runs through the court. Corregidor has fallen. Corregidor has fallen. And all the officers pull out their samurai swords. And a shadow on the wall shows them dancing and swinging their swords. It was quite effective for movies at that time. So... Thank God the announcement wasn't America has fallen, which could happen next round. George Patton said twice in his lifetime he saw America come from behind. He didn't think we could do it a third time because of the speed of accuracy of missiles and bombs. So forearmed is forewarned. Or forewarned is forearmed. As the screen shows their images are fading. They've been sentenced to death. It's the end of the movie. And they bring up each of these pilots and crew. And each one says something pro-American. And a voice says, "Wherever there is injustice, I will be there. Wherever freedom is threatened, we will be there." And today the communists inside and out rewrite the truth as they take down the Ten Commandments and alter American history, but will never compare it to Russian atrocities. Never forget, the Bolshevik Revolution was founded on the execution of a family. The Tsar, the Tsarina, beautiful daughters and a hemophiliac child and 4 servants. Communism shows mercy to no one, be you peasant or king. They don't care. You're in the way, you gotta go. So anyway, where are we here? I will be there. Okay, the communists inside and out rewrite the truth as they take down the Ten Commandments and alter American history, but never compare it to Russian atrocities. You know that the Russians freed the all of the occupants of the concentration camps in Eastern Europe? Did you know, what do you think they did with those concentration camps? You think they closed them, burned them down? They filled them up with their enemies. There's no difference between a Nazi socialist and a Soviet socialist. They both have the same agenda. And democratic socialists are no different. The word socialist tells you everything. So one of those pilots was beheaded in Tokyo, and I believe the rest was sent to North Korea for medical experiments, like having kidneys removed with no painkillers. And they just removed all their organs to see how long they could last. Never forget, Johnny Reb was outnumbered. 3-1. 3-1, the South was outnumbered. And the Union thought after the first battle the war would be over. They even brought their wives out to watch it. It was like they had picnics. And then all of a sudden, everybody had to run back to Washington. You got to watch out for those country boys. Today, the KKK Party, also known as the Democrat Party, which is now the Communist Party, wants Southern heroes once again to strike their colors. 6% of Southerners own slaves. 3% of the 6 held the most slaves. More than 50% of Southerners were sharecroppers and did not even own land. Maybe that's where the saying dirt poor comes from. They fought beside their neighbors. Remember, it's always the guy on either side of you. It's not the idealism that the politicians portray. When you're down in the hole, that's it, man. Your survival depends on the guy on either side of you and God. So they fought beside their neighbors. They were loyal to their state. And 150 years later, they are mocked by Hollywood and communist comedians. Phony, godless actors mock an entire portion of the nation, showing them as dumb, incestuous, ruthless, and racist. They have changed to kill a mockingbird to save the mockery bird. The last movie about the South was Deliverance. What does that tell you? Do you think the communist-inspired Southern Poverty Law Center is looking out for poor? Do you think the ACLU... Yeah, they'll do it once in a while to throw everybody off the trail. Do you think the ACLU loves Jesus or Stalin? I believe the ACLU was founded by a guy named Roger Baldwin. Google it. Confirm my suspicions. Rather than watch a reenactment of the Battle of Bull Run, we are forced to watch who's making more speeches than Castro now. He's going down to see Castro to get speech lessons. You know what they do in Cuba? When Castro says, assemble every in the square, if you don't go, you get arrested. You're charged with, or they got a real crazy they charge you with. Lack of spirit or something. Lack of cooperation. What does that tell you? Do you think the communist-inspired Southern Poverty Law Center is looking out for poor whites? And do you think the ACLU loves Jesus or Stalin? And rather than watch the reenactment of the Battle of Bull Run, we are forced to watch Obama play the race card at the Battle of Bullshit and Run. Like he did in Benghazi. And by the way, Shet is spelled S-H-E-T. There are a lot of Southerners in the military today, including combat vets rotting away in Fort Leavenworth, evicted by cowardly officers with no combat experience, making resume points. Resume points. These, because when they went on for office for 40 years, they can say, I served. I sent people to death. Legally. Yeah. So, these good men and their families have been sentenced to a lifetime of poverty and suffering. They have been charged with listen to this crappy charge, unpremeditated murder on the battlefield. They and their families have been sentenced to 15 years in prison. The family loses its wage earner and are denied pay and benefits. It's a death sentence for the whole family. And there's only one organization two organizations that I know of that are helping out the victims of communism. One is a three-letter word. I'm going to say APU, American Patriots United, maybe. And the other is the Thomas More Law Center. But, and there are blacks and whites in there. If you're in the military, you're considered an enemy of the state, the communist state. The communists have a saying, better 10 murderers go free than one innocent person is wrongly convicted. They play that game all the time. I know a community organizer who stood outside a prison with a candle protesting the execution of a murderer while his mistress in a chop shop getting rid of the evidence. No candle for them. So, the communists have a saying, better 10 murderers go free than one innocent person is wrongly convicted. They left out unless he's a vet, a cop, or a child in the womb. Georges Santayana said, those who refuse to learn the lessons of history are doomed to repeat them. I was hoping for a revolution, but the communists want a civil war. 25 years ago, we said the communists are defeated and we went to sleep. The communists never stopped fighting, and now not enough people are awake. Until we learn to say the word communist, we will lose to a party that killed hundreds of millions. Look what we have become since Roe versus Wade. We have killed over 50 million American babies in this country alone. Some hospitals burn their victims for fuel. Canada sends down their dead babies to Oregon to be burned. One out of five Americans is a junkie, and Obama the Coyote is opening up a second drug route into the USA from Cuba. He bailed out Cuba and Iran because he wants the nukes delivered to Gitmo by his brother Uraniums. Never in the history of this country has one man and one party did more to destroy God, family, and kids. We have a problem with PTSD of veterans coming home, our beloved troops. The communist solution is to take their guns away. Make them wait 6 months for treatment, then cancel the appointment and advance it 6 more months. Nobody sees the PTSD of young victims of divorce. They don't count in a 50% divorce rate, and that's a 50% divorce rate on people who sign contracts. And today, most people don't sign contracts. They call it hooking up. Yeah. And so, kids are victims of divorce. And everybody's talking about gay rights, but no one is helping the gays reduce the high suicide rate, the promiscuity rate, and the 2.5-year average divorce rate. The communists create problems that only they can solve. Those who divide us will destroy us. Anyone who wants to take your guns away intends to kill you. Welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book. Never lose your Spirit of America. Free the slaves, the tax slaves, and the drug slaves. Bartender, champagne. The next tune I dedicate to the Southland. It is sung by a communist, but we'll give her a pass on this one. Her name is Joan Baez. She killed a lot of Vietnam vets, pretending to care. The name of the tune is The Night They Drove Old Dixie Down. And I'm offering it up. Al Capp, you know Al Capp? He was a cartoon writer nationwide. And he created Little Abner and Daisy May, Joe Blisterflick, Senator Foghorn. He knew how phony they were back then. And he called Joan Baez Phony Joni. But this tune is dedicated to the boys in the South. And stay cool, fellas, because we don't know what old Bammy is up to. But I think he's got designs on 7 states. He wants to draw blood. Be cool. Wait and see how he plays his hand. We can always come back later. And you're going to have a lot of Yankees on your side this time. So here's the tune.
This is the last song. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You've been a true delight. Virgil Kane is my name, and I drove on the Denver train. The Stonewall's cavalry came and tore up the tracks again. In the winter of 65, we were hungry, just barely alive. I took the train to Richmond that fell. It was a time in Tennessee, and one day she said to me, Virgil, quick, come see, there goes the Robert E. Lee. Now I don't mind, I'm chopping wood, and I don't care if the money's no good, just take what you need and leave the rest. But they should never
night.
She probably hated to sing that song. But people will do lots of things for money. Money buys a lot of friends. Okay. Let's see what we're going to do next. Going to read some blogs. Let me take a quick break, and when I come back, I may have to upload this. Let's see what we're going to do. Hang in there. We're back. And we're going to talk about nations that fall asleep and do not protect themselves. Very quickly, they become slaves. The next tune I'm going to play you is a sad tune. It's about the Irish, but we can learn from the Irish not to make the same mistakes. In the 1600s, the population of Ireland was 1.5 million. And a slaver named Cromwell from England came in, killed 500,000 Irish, and exiled 500,000. And he separated families, just like the blacks. They were sent to two Caribbean plantations to work, two island plantation islands to work. Montserrat was one. At the time, blacks were selling for £60. And the Irish were only selling for £10. So when they got to Montserrat, the women were mated with blacks to raise the value of the Irish slave. And it didn't cause a windfall, because I think that it only increased the price to £15. So the song I'm going to play you is that part of Ireland was asleep. The country was divided. And the strong part, the strongest part of Ireland, was not awake and paying attention to what the British were doing. And finally, when they did wake up, it was too late. And they were destroyed. So, it's a lesson learned. And if you follow the Irish uprising in the 1900s, you will see the only thing that they could do against the powerful British was assassinations and ambushes. They didn't have much, and once they were caught, they were dead. And you never want to see that in this country. So when you see a tyrant laying the groundwork for dividing up the country, be on guard, because you will not be able to stay out of the fray. You will be dragged in. And unfortunately, when that time happens, you will be dragged in and weak, and not able to defend yourself. And I'm reminded about when the Germans approached Paris in World War I. And the French government wasn't ready. And they had to have a draft. But the Germans were already in France. So you know what their draft consisted of? Taking people off the streets and sending them to the front to stop a bullet. You never want that to happen to you. But like Patton said, twice in his lifetime he saw the U.S. recover from first strikes. And he didn't think we could recover from a third first strike, not with the speed of missiles. And I understand they fired a missile the other day. It took 3 minutes to cross the country. Is that right? 3 minutes to cross the United States. Doesn't give you much time. Gunfighters took more time on the draw. So here's the West's awake, and the guy is describing his countrymen, and he's lamenting that he's lost his country. And those who take your guns away will take your land away, and they will take your life away.
when all beside a vigil keep, the West's asleep, the West's asleep. Alas and well, may Erin weep, that Connaught lies in slumber deep. Their lake and plain smile fair and free, mid rocks their guardian chivalry. Sing now, let man learn liberty from crashing wind and lashing sea. That chainless wave and lovely land, freedom and nationhood demand. Be sure the great God never planned for slumbering slaves a home so grand. And long the proud and haughty race honored and sent to null the place. Sing on, not in their sons' disgrace, in white destroy their glory's trace. We're often in O'Connor's path, dashed each Connaught clan, and fleet as deer the Normans ran through Curlew's Pass and Ardrahan. And later times saw deeds so brave and glory guards Clan Rickard's in slumber deep. But hark the voice like thunder spake, the West's away, the West's away. Sing, oh, hurrah, let England quake. We watch to death for Erin's sake.
Did you see what ISIL did to those five guys they caught? And they put them in a cage and then drowned them in a swimming pool? Did you see that? Was that horrible or what? I think when they pulled that cage up, one guy was still alive. They probably had to finish him off with a bullet. There was one guy who was coughing. The others were dead already. And they had foam coming out of their mouths. Really sad. Here's a quick plug for pro-life. Should God's work sanctuaries be added to Obamacare? We all know that a certain percentage of abortions would not be performed if the mother could afford the baby. There are mothers in this crisis who would deliver the child to be adopted if she could do it. There are mothers who would deliver the baby if they could do it without being exposed to shame. If we have Obamacare for drug and alcohol rehab, why can't we have mother and child rehab paid for by the government, which means the taxpayer? And you know what? The Democrats will say we can't afford it. Kill them. Sad, man. The Communist Party wants a list of all members of the KKK. So how about we give you that list? We'll give you those three guys. And you give us a list of everybody in the teachers' union, the lynch mob, the Trumka gang, the U.S. Chamber of Communists, the Alger Hiss as in Snake Club in Dirty Hollywood, nothing but communists. Give us a list of everybody who works at NBC, the Communist News Network, CNN, Always Be Communist, ABC,
the Perverted Bestiality System, PBS, and somebody told me that they saw something on there that was horrendous the other day. All the KGB front groups, Chelsea Manning, Agent Snowjob, Chelsea Manning, and everybody, is she it? Everybody that he/she mailed, okay. Snowjob Snowden, the finest KGB agent that Putin has as his right-hand man, who probably is teaching the Chinese and the Russians how to hack American companies, who are donating to the Democrats. The First Amendment protector, Snowden. Columbia KGB Graduate School, a list of all the KGB agents in Columbia. And the Popular Front for Communist Jihad. Communist infiltrated movements like Homo-Leninists, Afro-Leninists, Enviro-Leninists. And how about we name all the communists in the House, the Senate, the Department of Justice, the FBI, the EPA. And by the way, FBI, you got a bad rating. It is said I grew up loving J. Edgar Hoover, and I still love him. Yes, I'm pro FBI chief. Yeah, it is really sad. And you know how they labeled him a homosexual, remember? Yeah, they labeled Lincoln a homosexual. That's how they want to destroy. The communists destroy anybody decent by naming them a homosexual. What's wrong with being a homosexual? Some of my best friends are homosexuals. Hello? No, I'm not going to mention your name, silly. Yeah. A list of all the members of La Raza. A list of American companies who are paying off politicians for special favors. And the names of the politicians and a list of the favors. A list of all politicians receiving favors for bailing out communist Cuba and communist-controlled Iran. Russians are building those nuke sites, folks. Plus their voting records of cooperation. A list of all American assets owned by communist governments, especially American uranium owned by the new improved Soviet Union. A list of all the communist-penetrated churches, like the Communist Council of Churches. A list of any politician and group, all politicians and groups, who push bank loans to people who didn't qualify, creating the real estate collapse of 2008-2009. Their goal was to collapse the economy. See Francis Fox Pivens, big communist. A list of politicians who benefited from inside trading back 30 years. A list of members of the House Progressive Caucus. A list of media organizations under a communist influence. A list of communists in the State Department as mentioned in the book Covert Cadre. A list of American policy issues made in the Kremlin. I seen Putin, he went to Greece, he's going to bail him out and bring him into the communist camp. Judicial terror groups in the court system, we need a list. A Supreme Court that has murdered 50 million American babies. I got to look up who passed Roe versus Wade. Who would do something so heinous? How about a list of all the babies pulled apart in Democrat chop shop torture chambers? The Nazis kept all names. We're not keeping names. A list of good people according to Francis Fox Pivens, the senior fellow at the Institute for Policy Studies, a communist front group according to Jimmy from Brooklyn. She said that Obama has appointed good people under the radar in government positions. Okay, tax-exempt KGB front groups who were given preference over conservative groups and Tea Party people. A list of all Obama's appointments and czars. So that's pretty informative, isn't it? The government list of all gun owners that could be arrested in the event of a coup, and who holds those lists and how many levels. A list of all service personnel serving time in Fort Leavenworth for PC battlefield crimes, and an explanation of why their wives and children have lost all benefits going back to 911. A list of all witnesses to the Benghazi cover-up, including any military personnel relieved of duty and ordered to shut up. A list of the members of La Raza, a list of all anti-Israel groups and the politicians who support them. A list of all suspects inside the IRS who worked with Lois Lerner. We mentioned that already. Okay, let me see here. Forgive me for taking so long. I got this arrow that gets me in trouble. A lot of Americans are shutting out the news and can't stand to hear or see this communist president and his anti-American family attacking actions. When I say his anti-American family, I'm talking about family attacking actions. He's attacking the family. If you are doing a countdown of how long he has left, forget about it. This is a communist movement that goes back to when the communist movement began, with the murder of one helpless Russian family, the Romanov children, four servants and their parents. They were herded into a basement, shot and bayoneted. Then their bodies were either burned, buried, or thrown down a mine shaft. There was no one writing, "We hold these truths to be self-evident that all men are created equal." And I got to tell you something that most Americans, and I just learned it the other day, John Jay in 1781, when he was drawing up the states, new states wanted to come on board. And somebody suggested they can only be allowed to come on board as colonies. And John Jay said, nope, they come in as full-fledged states. So they came in as full-fledged states. And in 1781, America said, no more slave states. So all the slaves that states that joined from 1781 on could not be slave states. So that's how hard we were fighting to abolish slavery, but the communists won't tell you that. 1781 is when we made the move, on top of the move that all men are created equal. But the communists have captured the black majority and filled their heads full of garbage. And they have been trained. They are now cadre for the Soviet Union. But if they take a look at the Soviet Union and count all the blacks that are there, they'll find nobody. Except the ones that are at the Patrice Lumumba University for African communists being trained to go back and foment revolution. And if you go to China and count the blacks, you won't count too many. Communist China. So, when we fall, what do you think they're going to do? They're going to get rid of a lot of people. And you know who's going to point them out? Bill Ayers. Because he said 20% of Americans will refuse to bow to the Communist Party and will have to be liquidated. So, at least kill the knocker at the door before you give it up. Okay. Where are we now? Now the communists want us to go back to 1861 and kill our southern brother Americans. The reason that this country is still alive is we are united. Once divided, we are gone. Lincoln said, a house divided cannot stand. Franklin said, if we do not hang together, surely we will all hang separately. Mao Zedong was growing poppies to kill Americans in 1929. Drugs is chemical warfare. There are two kinds of slaves in the USA, tax slaves and drug slaves. No matter how they disguise this attack, it is a communist attack. Beware of those who say we should be more like Europe. We should be more like Americans. Stalin said destroy three qualities that make America great: spirituality, morality, and family. Those are the three American virtues that are under the greatest attack today. Can you believe that there are fifth graders that could teach the teacher sex ed? Just turn on the TV and look at all the communist subliminal messages. People in Soviet satellite breakaway countries are afraid of Putin. They say he has even penetrated American conservative groups. Can I get that list also? So, that's our story. We will jump to a tune.
Dreamy scenes, there's a garden of Eden, that's what I mean. Creole babies with flashing eyes, softly whisper with tender sighs. Stop, oh, won't you give your lady fair a little smile? Stop, you bet your life you'll linger there a little while. There is heaven right here on earth with those beautiful queens way down yonder in New Orleans. Somebody stole
make us blue.
There are smiles that steal away the teardrops as the sunbeams steal away the dew. There are smiles
that have a tender meaning
that the eyes of love alone may see. And the smiles that fill my life with sunshine are the smiles that you give to me.
Way up the river he would row, row, row. A hug he'd give her, then he'd kiss her now and then. She would tell him when. He'd pull around, and then they'd kiss again. And then he'd row, row, row. A little further he would row, oh, 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 oh. Then he'd drop both his oars, take a few more encores, and then he'd row.
Brown. Two left feet, but oh so neat has sweet Georgia Brown. They all sigh, wanna die for sweet Georgia Brown. I'll tell you just why. You know I don't lie, oh not much. It's been said she knocks them dead when she lands in town. Since she came, why it's a shame how she cools them down. Oh, fellas.
said, ah, fella, she ain't meant. Georgia named her, Georgia claimed her, sweet Georgia Brown.
Okay, we're going to sum it up. Let's look at the real intentions of the Communist Party. The Confederate flag comes down first. The American flag is next. Alexander Hamilton comes off the 10 first. In God We Trust is next. Only 6% of Southerners owned slaves. The four main reasons they fought were states' rights, local duty, group solidarity, and home protection. The only people qualified to take down the Stars and Bars are those who fought under it and those who fought against it on the battlefield. Other than that, butt out and get a new communist tactic. Those who divide us will destroy us. This guy that shot the 12 apostles, nobody is mentioning the fact that he was a junkie. Nobody is mentioning the fact that he did meth and cocaine and a drug, I can't remember the name of it, but it's supposed to be taken in the presence of a psychiatrist because it makes you do crazy things. Nobody's mentioning the drug aspect. You know why? The Democrats are selling drugs. They're going to legalize all drugs, and then they're going to tax it. And then they'll have another voting block they can control. Batten down the hatches. The communists are taking us for a ride. They think they got everything taken care of. They think they got the country locked down. And we're going to be in for a bit of stormy weather.
I don't know why.
I don't know why.
There's no sun up in the sky. Stormy weather.
Stormy weather.
My gal ain't been together. Keeps raining all the time.
All time.
Life is bare, and gloom and misery's everywhere. It's stormy weather. Me and my gal ain't been together. Keeps raining all the time. Went away. The blues walked in and met me. You don't come back to stay. Old rocking chair would get me. And all I do is pray that the Lord above will let me
walk in the summer.
Can't go on.
Can't go on.
And everything I have is gone. Stormy weather.
Stormy weather.
It's me and my gal.
Been together.
Keeps raining all the time.
All time, all time, all time.
You know what I like about this music? It was made by kids. It was guys on the corner that got together and harmonized. It was a local thing. No money involved. and you could understand the words, and one out of five songs had God in them. You heard this song, the guy said, ask the Lord above, right? Yep. Now what do we have? Pigs in a blanket. We're in big trouble. So, I'm going to give you another tune. And this one is for all the girls out there who are hoping one day to get the right guy. A buddy of mine who never married, cowardice in the face of the enemy, he said to me, hey, Tom, do you know what happened to me? I said, what? He says, I found the perfect girl. There was only one problem. I said, what was that, Jack? And she was looking for the perfect guy. So there's that song, Wishing on a Big Bright Star. out there where dreams come true. And even though we're very far apart, Lord, keep an eye on my man. It should be in that song. As he sits in the Hindu Kush, hoping he can finish his tour of duty without getting his head blown off. I got a book in front of me. It's called The Wartime Prayer Book by Fulton Sheen. It was a soldier who first uttered the words recalled by the church at communion. Lord, I am not worthy to have thee come under my roof, but only say the word and my servant will be healed. How's that? And I picked up a book my wife brought home. It was about Benedictine monks and how the abbot runs the abbey. And the abbot's philosophy was, you can reason with humble people, but all the rest have to be whipped. Unbelievable. It is really funny, man. We live in different times. And now our teenagers hang around till they're 26, waiting for a weed delivery in the basement mom's house. Yeah. I don't know what we're going to do. You know, the thing that forges tenacity and forges can-do-itiveness is hard times. I saw a picture the other day. It blew my mind. You know, when they were building the Empire State Building, there were no jobs. A water boy had to go up on the girders and bring water to the guys that were way up there, like on the 80th, 90th floors. And all, the floors were just girders. You had to walk on them. And the water boy got $5 a day for bringing water to those guys up there. But it blew my mind. There was one picture of a girder about 20 feet long, maybe 24 feet long. And there were about 15 guys sitting on the one girder. This girder is up in the middle of nowhere. And they're eating their lunch. And they got no hard hats. They got no safety belts. They got the hat they put on when they went to work. It's unbelievable. It would blow your mind. And there was a line. I also saw a picture of a line of guys across the street from the Empire State Building being built. And they were waiting for somebody to fall off so they could go get the job. Those are hard times. And I have relatives who will tell me, and they are believable. Tom, and we came up the hard way. And most Americans do come up the hard way. It's only the communists that want to take from the rich and make believe they're giving it to the poor. But if you look at Fidel Castro, and here's something you should know about racism. People of color who are light-skinned look down on people of color who are dark-skinned. And if instead of going on a tour of Havana, go to one of Castro's prisons and watch the dark blacks being whipped by the lighter skinned Latinos, and the light skinned Latinos, as they whip them, they're calling them the N-word. Don't believe this. We're all brothers. That's BS, man. It's only in America can you find people that will come together. And the communists are working every day to make sure there's more splinter groups than yesterday. And that's it. Divide and conquer. They'll tell you all about how bad your country is, but they'll never tell you the truth about their country. It is really sad. I got 220 messages. Would you like to hear? The three Democrats we must defeat, they're not Democrats, they're communists. The day you start calling a spade, that's the day you're going to be on the road to recovery of a nation that is on the way out. Democrats have been bragging about their predictions and they will retake control of the U.S. Senate. But oh, here they are. Oh yeah. So this is Tea Party people, or conservative people, and they're going after Catherine Cortez Masto from Nevada, appointed by Harry Reid to take his place. Patty Murray from Washington. She's a flag burner and a baby killer. You know what a baby killer is? Anybody that voted for partial birth abortion and said, tear their heads off. They don't deserve to live. They're nothing. They're only a little bit of tissue. Yeah, and that tissue has eyeballs and limbs. And Michael Bennett from Colorado. There is a Bennett who's a flag burner and a baby killer. That could very well be him. If not, he's probably a relative, so it pays to get him just to be on the safe side. I got to make a pitch to the Latino people. You are the target of the Communist Party more now than ever. And you know who's coming up? You know who the communists are going to go after next? The American Indian. They're going to exploit the American Indian. And they're going to give them all that, going to give them all that sympathy. We sympathize with you. And you've been treated wrong by the white man. And you need to get justice. And our Communist Party, formerly the Democrat Party, will see that you get justice. Now, can we have your guns? Yeah. I say there's three places you should go if you want to confiscate guns. Any American Indian reservation, any ghetto, and any farmhouse, especially black farmers in the South. Yeah, go and confiscate their guns first and let me know how you make out. And if you do good, if you get all those guns, I'll give you a franchise for selling diamonds door-to-door in a high-crime neighborhood. And let me know what happens after door number one. I want to pay a tribute to the Latinos. Latinos are family people. They're hardworking people. The guy that cuts your grass today, tomorrow will be the contractor that plans your designing your landscape. And that's what's happening. And the communists have played divide and conquer. You have to come in legally. We're not doing enough to get you here legally. That's our fault. That's because the Republicans have no cojones. They are sissy Marys. They are windsock politicians. Whatever way the wind blows, that's how they vote. They have. So they're afraid to go either way. The Democrats are using you. They're playing you. And never forget this. When Fidel Castro came to power, just like when Stalin came to power, the first thing they do is they kill everybody that's up at the top level with them because they don't trust anybody. Stalin killed, I think, 10,000 Russian officers. And then he went into Poland. He killed 6,000 Polish officers. He didn't trust the military. And you know who else doesn't trust the military? Yeah, Camo. President Camo. And he's doing his best to divide it. But Latinos are hardworking. They're God-loving. And if they adopt the United States will adopt them. And this will be the greatest country they ever lived in. Get out of the Partido de la Muerte. They're only using you. They're only using you. And when they use you up, they will kill you. They will kill your children. Right now, they're burning the flag. They're trying to start a war that was over 150 years ago. They're trying to restart it. They want to bring down the American flag, and they want to raise the Maricón flag. And they're only using the Maricones also. And they'll kill them first. Communists that do not allow anybody to survive that may ask questions. Get out of the Partido de la Muerte, vamos a Partido de la Muerte, and get with the country, this country, the country that loves God and country. Viva Cristo Rey. Remember, you are family, and you are Americans, you are Americanos, and the guys that stuck with us in the war against Mexico in the Alamo were Texicanos. And there have been a very successful Latinos in this country. There's no question about it. And not only that, the women are very good looking. The men, not so much. Yeah. But come, get out of the Partido de la Muerte and become Americanos. I'm now going to play a tune that is very beautiful. And I got to tell you the story. I was in Mexico as a young man. I came out of Fort Hood on a leave a weekend, and I was in a cantina. Is that what they call them? And I didn't have no canteen. And I was sitting with a young lady, and she was a little under the weather, and she was depressed, and she was crying. And she said, "The Spaniards, they came here. They took all the gold and all the esmeraldos. I hate the Spanish." And I said to her, "What language you speak?" "Because I speak Spanish." Unbelievable. And give you a little sofrito. This is a beautiful tune. It softly lures you in to a nice rhythm. It teases you to come, and then it brings you into the rhythm as it adds different instruments and the beat picks up. And here we go.
Thank you.
Fantastic. That's our show for tonight. Say a little prayer for the boys overseas, especially the boys and girls in Afghanistan, because I believe the Taliban is going to give us a shellacking that we're not prepared for. And they're going to catch us off guard, outnumbered, and we're going to have a body count. And Obama will pass the body count for Iraq. He's already up to 2,400, and he's hidden the deaths of every one of the American GIs. I even caught an announcer yesterday. I don't know if it was on TV. I think it was on TV. And it slipped. They said Americans were killed today. Oh, I mean NATO troops. And that's what he's done. He's disguised the death of 2,400 Americans by calling them NATO troops to be identified later. You will never see any bad news about his losses. They're all covered up. And if you are living proof that he is losing to Al-Qaeda, he'll leave you to die in Benghazi. And that's what he did. And when the poop comes out about what really took place in Benghazi, we're not going to do anything, but all should deserve to be hung. Because that's cowardice in the face of the enemy. And he considers American troops to be expendable as long as it furthers his career. And the same goes with Hillary Clinton. 1.8B. You think it was an update in a Microsoft software. Yeah. No, that's 1.8 billion that her and her husband stole from the American people. Yeah, if you want, instead of going to the Vatican, the communists always want us to go to the Vatican and sell off the artwork. How about we go to the Clinton Library and start with that? Have a nice night, folks. And I'll go out with a soldier song. I dedicate this to our American troops. It's an Irish one, but it's kind of stirring. And so all our guys that are over there overseas sticking their neck out, that less than 1% that that protects 99% who are more worried about Kim Kardashian's trailer.
We'll sing a song, a soldier song, with cheering, rousing chorus. As round our blazing fires we throng, the starry heavens o'er us, impatient for the coming fight, and as we